AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Major League Baseball began its final weekend before the All-Star break with a matchup of the teams with the best records in each league. The National League leading Braves edged the American League leading Rays 2-1. AP Steve Carney has the details.
Sean Murphy's two-run homer erased a 1-0 deficit. Murphy's blastoff Rays starter Tyler Glasnow, his 16th of the season, would be one of just two hits the Braves had in the game. Wander Franco's solo homer in the first would be Tampa Bay's only tally off Charlie Morton, who pitched into the seventh to earn his ninth win.
Another big series began in Milwaukee as the NL Central leading Reds saw their two-game lead over the runner-up Brewers cut in half after a 7-3 Milwaukee victory. Corbin Burns yielded just three hits in six innings for a seventh win.
I think we can all see the team that we can be when we're catching fire and rolling. So hopefully we can do it for these next two and then the three out of the break against these guys as well.
The Phillies have now won 13 straight on the road after a dramatic 4-3 win in Miami. Other winners included the Rangers, Blue Jays, Red Sox, White Sox, Orioles, Guardians, and Mariners from the American League. And in the NL, the Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Mets, and the Cubs. Wimbledon, the top three men's seeds, Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic, and Daniil Medvedev all advanced in straight sets. Djokovic needed a third set tiebreaker to seal his win over Stan Wawrinka.
I enjoyed it for the first two sets. After that, it was a little bit dramatic, you know. I think I dropped my level a little bit. He raised his level.
The top two women seeds, Iga Swiatek and Aryna Sabalenka, won their matches. The NBA's top draft choice, the much-heralded Victor Wembanyama, made his pro debut in Las Vegas for the Spurs Summer League team. The French star scored 9 points on 2 of 13 shooting, but did have 8 rebounds, 5 block shots, and 3 assists, spearheading a win.
Honestly, I didn't really know what I was doing on the court tonight, but I'm trying to learn for the next games, and the important is to be ready for the season.
Golf, Cameron Young, the leader by 2 strokes at the midway points of the John Deere Classic. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.